Welcome to Clean Eve Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jung. After being chronically ill for 7 years, told I would no longer walk, was born with a genetic nerve condition, had chronic Lyme and Hashimoto's disease, I know what it's like to be sick, and I know what it's like not to have answers. I tried dozens of doctors and dozens of treatments, but in the end, I was able to heal myself naturally. This podcast is to let you know that your body can heal. Welcome back. It's episode 24. It is good to be back. Yes, I did take a little break and I got your messages saying how you listen to all my podcast episodes and you're wondering when is the next one. So it is good to be here. Today, we're going to talk about the power of colloidal silver. So what is colloidal silver? It is extremely fine micron-sized particles of pure silver ions. So why in the world would someone want to consume silver? And, you know, isn't that, you know, a heavy metal that is very toxic to the body? Well, we're going to talk about that today. And first off, it's not a heavy metal. It's a noble metal, and it's a mineral that is non-toxic to humans and is lethal to over 650 disease-causing bacteria, viruses, fungi, parasites, and molds. So it's very, very powerful. It is found in ancient Chinese writings as being recommended by Chinese health practitioners that a piece of silver jewelry being pressed against an infected wound to fight the infection. It also is believed to be used in royal families in Europe who would take the silver, grind it up into a powder, add it to wine or a drink, and it would help protect them against sickness. Dr. Robert DeLeme, a scientist and involved in research concerning the efficiency and safety of silver preparations, says, "Silver has been used for centuries to prevent and treat a variety of diseases, most notably infections. It also has been well documented that silver coins were used in ancient Greece and in Rome as a disinfectant for the storage of water and other liquids. More recently, NASA still uses silver to maintain water purity on the space shuttle." One negative claim about silver is that it's going to accumulate in your body like mercury. And they claim that, you know, silver is a heavy metal, which it's not. It's actually a noble metal, also called a transitional metal. And there was a study by a doctor named Dr. Altman. It's called the Altman Study. And it showed that 90% of silver leaves the body within 12 hours of ingesting it. And 100% of it is about 24 hours through the colon and bladder, but mostly it comes through the colon. So when I saw that study, it just put a lot of like relief, like, oh, okay, I'm no longer in the middle. I really feel colloidal silver is worth trying since I had the virus. And so what I did is I did 1 teaspoon of colloidal silver in a nebulizer and I breathed that 3 times a day. And within 3 days, my really crunchy cough and that, you know, painful breathing, the issues that I were having, it was resolved. Like the cough just completely disappeared. Now I still needed healing in my chest, I felt. So I just kept at it and it just got better and better and better. So I was sold because I was doing some other, you know, actually I was doing a lot of other natural treatments that I typically do when, you know, some sort of infection or a virus happens, and it just was not cutting it for me. But when I did the colloidal silver, bam, I saw results, you know, and anytime I get results quickly, I mean, to me, that's just game changing to me. And then, slowly in my house, one by one, people started getting sick, right? So my daughter was coming down with it. So I knew exactly what to give her to get rid of the virus, since, you know, I was trying colloidal silver and some other things, which I'll do some podcast on some other powerful things I did. But by far, colloidal silver was the most game changing. So I started her on colloidal silver, and she didn't even end up losing taste or smell. And she was only sick for 3 days, and then she was completely back to herself. My son barely was even sick. I think he was sick for maybe, I don't know, 1.5 days. And then I also gave it to my husband, and he never got full-blown sick. And he's actually a lot older than me. He's about 11 and a half years older than me. He just had cold chills and like just kind of just tired, but never lost, you know, sense of smell or taste, and never went into the full-blown, like, you know, misery of the virus, right? So I was sold. And then I had a couple weeks ago, I had like a sore in my mouth, you know, like one of those nasty mouth sores that's so annoying every time you eat. And so I took a Q-tip and put some colloidal silver on it, and it was gone 80% the next day. And I forgot to do it again because it wasn't bothering me that bad. And then it was completely gone. I was like, okay, this is really, really powerful. Where has colloidal silver been in my life, right? And just small, like, TMI things. You know your electric toothbrush? Does anybody have that gunk that it drips at the bottom and it builds up this, like, gross, let's just say it's bacteria, right? And you have to clean it all the time? Well, I took a bottle of colloidal silver and I sprayed it. And the next morning, it was like eating it away. Now, some other things that I've used colloidal silver is just cleaning. Since, you know, that works so well, I decided I must get a generator and make my own colloidal silver. And you're probably thinking, what? Why would you do that? Well, first off, it can be really expensive if you are, you know, like say your whole house has a virus and you're using, you know, 8 ounce bottle and it's $68 to $100. So I just decided, I was so in awe of the power of colloidal silver, I wanted to use it to just spray like our kitchen. So I got a generator, I made colloidal silver. It's super simple. It's just distilled steamed water. And you can buy generators on Amazon. You can buy it from other, you know, people like Etsy or wherever. And it was awesome because I could make a lot. Now I can make up of a gallon. I could probably make 3 gallons a day now because I have a top of the line generator I got actually from Canada. So yeah, I could crank it out. But I put colloidal silver in just one of those, you know, spray bottles you get, you know, at like Walmart or Lowe's, and filled it up. And I'll just spray the toilets or the tubs or the sinks in the house, and it will prolong my, I guess you could say, prolong the effects of not having to clean. And that's always nice, right? Because I don't want to clean. So I was like, yes, this is awesome. Also, we have 2 puppies and they are pad trained. And, you know, when you're doing pad training, sometimes they can miss the mark. And so I have been spraying colloidal silver under their pee pads, and it does not smell in that laundry room. Also, I've been putting colloidal silver in my steam cleaner, and I steam cleaned my entire house with colloidal silver. I was like, I'm getting rid of, because, you know, especially with puppies and you're training them, they might have an accident. I was like, I am not going to have one of those houses that smells like, you know, people that have a dog or a cat. I was like, I just don't want to live that way. And the other night, I was cleaning the kitchen, and I would just spray all the countertops, and I would just let it sit overnight. Just let the colloidal silver just sit on the countertops. Also, it's been great for like trying to get, you know, mold not to grow. You can just spray it around your sink and stuff. So there's just so many uses. It almost sounds like a snake oil, you know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, you can use it for everything. Even like dandruff, it's fantastic. You put it in a spray bottle, you spray it on your hair. People use it to put on, you know, a zit. I know people that will, I'm going to actually do this. I haven't tried it yet. I mean, I've just swished like a little cloud of silver in the front of my teeth because I had a mouth sore, and actually had another one another time, and it actually removed the plaque from my teeth. I was like, what? This is awesome. So I know people that will actually make a mouthwash out of it. And they said they'll go to their dentist and they're just like, whoa, you don't have plaque. This is awesome. And it really reduces candida. Because I noticed John and I are drinking a little bit of colloidal silver before we go to bed every night. And both of us noticed our tongues are not as white as they used to be. So it's definitely helping with candida. And I think in the end, I will tell you that colloidal silver is immune boosting. And the reason why is because it's reducing all these pathogens in our body. And that is just going to cause you to have a stronger immune system. And that's why I was like, okay, I need to just get my own generator. I'm going to use it, you know, throughout my house and our bodies. And one of you guys might be thinking in your head, but Crystal, you're going to turn blue. And that's because of the famous Paul Carson, also known as Blue Man. Now, he lived in California and he had his own generator. Yes, like me. But he admitted that his goal was to have blue skin so he could be a celebrity. And at his own admission, he was drinking between 10 to 20 ounces per day of highly concentrated colloidal silver. And he did this for 10 years. So he was making the colloidal silver completely wrong. So when you buy colloidal silver, you know, from Amazon or a health food store, that is not going to be brewed incorrectly. They would be sued if people were turning blue. So that can just relieve you of that fear. And if you decided to, you know, get a generator and you're like, hey, after this podcast, I want to make my own silver, you don't need to worry of that, you know, of you turning blue either, because you're going to follow directions, just like anything, right? You're going to follow directions. You're not going to overbrew your silver and you're not going to drink, you know, tons of it a day and try to turn blue, right? And to relieve your fears, the FDA has stated they have no reports of anyone being harmed by ingesting any amount of clear electrocolloidal silver. That's what I make, and that's what is sold on the market. So you can just, you know, drink colloidal silver, you know, within reason. I wouldn't just, you know, drink a lot. And it's not because it's going to hurt you, like you're going to turn blue. But the reason why I say you want to start out, you know, maybe not drinking it, maybe that's not the word I want to say, orally consuming it, is because you could get what's called a Herx reaction. That is the only side effect that people might talk about. And what that simply is when you are detoxing so quickly, you are killing those bad bugs that you are feeling it. And your detox pathways, like, you know, going to the do number two or peeing or sweating, are not working fast enough to eliminate those toxins, like all these pathogens you're killing. You could feel headaches. You could feel like a cold flu kind of feeling. And that would be like, okay, I'm drinking, you know, drinking some. Like, you don't want to drink. That would be the word you don't want to use in the beginning. So you're probably thinking, okay, well, how much should I do? At an extremely conservative approach, I would start with 1 or 3 teaspoons once or twice a day. And, you know, colloidal silver, like I said, is not a poisonous substance like drugs, you know, but this dosage is something just to keep you from that Herx. And this is the same dosage for even kids. You know, with my daughter, I did, I'm trying to think, when she had, you know, I felt like she was coming down with a virus, I gave her 1 teaspoon morning, lunch, and dinner. And then the other day she had, she felt like she was having a sore throat. I just gave her 1 teaspoon and she was fine the next day. So you don't need to worry about like overdosing or I'm going to turn blue. But if you don't want to deal with that Herx reaction, you know, because maybe you decided you wanted to drink, like I said, you know, a little bit of it and it's just too much for your body, you might experience that. And if you did, you could simply do coffee enemas, or you could take some sort of binder like charcoal or Benetton clay or something, and that could help with that, you know, detoxification if you were to take too much. But you don't need to fear like, oh no, if I take, you know, even a teaspoon, I'm gonna have a Herx reaction and this just feel crummy. And that is probably not going to happen to you in the beginning if you just read directions on the back of the colloidal silver you buy. Most of them say 1 teaspoon. You can start out with, you know, taking that. Most people, though, they're fine doing 1 teaspoon breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you are trying to get rid of a sinus infection or, you know, strep throat, or, you know, people have got rid of ammonia. Yes, ammonia. I know so many people have got rid of ammonia, especially the virus, with a nebulizer, because then it is just you're breathing that in. And I'm going to do a podcast. Yes, I am on that. But it's just really, really powerful. And if you are, you know, coming down with something, you could just start taking it right away so it doesn't, you know, get worse. Now, you're probably thinking, you know, how many ways can you take, you know, colloidal silver? Well, you can definitely, I said, like, you know, do orally, but you could also do drops in your eye. Like my sister-in-law said, when her, you know, kids had pink eye, she got colloidal silver and did 3 drops in their eye and it completely went away. And it's just distilled water with a little bit of silver. So it worked wonders. Now, I recommend if you are going to buy a colloidal silver, you know, off of Amazon or a natural health food store, get one that is 10 ppm up to 30 ppm, and that's parts per million. That's how large the silver particles are. You know, the experts state that 10 ppm is powerful. You don't need to go higher than 30 ppm. It's really not necessary to have, you know, larger silver particles, and it's really said to believe in the, you know, colloidal silver experts that actually, the larger the particles, it's harder to get to all these places in your body. And the smaller would be, you know, more powerful because it can go to all, you know, parts of your body. So stick to 10 ppm to 30 ppm. Don't buy the ones on Amazon that are like 300 ppm or 500. I know some people message me and they're like, oh my gosh, I have that. I'm like, if you wanted to, you could like water it down and try it, or use it as like a cleaner in your house. You know, it's not going to hurt anyone that way. And I'm not saying it's going to hurt you. You just might have some Herx reaction and it's just not going to work as well. So I just wouldn't use that high PPM. Some other uses that I really do want to mention is if you have a UTI, you could also do the 3 teaspoons a day for a UTI, and girls are saying that it just works wonders for that. Now, I haven't tried that yet, but I know a lot of people that have. And also, people have used it for ear infections. They just put pure colloidal silver, just get one of those droppers and put it in your ear. I would probably start out like, you know, very small amount, maybe like, you know, 4 drops in your ear. Now, so how much silver could you drink daily if you wanted to just help your immune system? Well, I know one expert who's been using colloidal silver for over 20 plus years. He drinks it daily, and he said that in 8 years, he drank 32 ounces per day. He never turned blue and he never got sick. Now, he still consumes colloidal silver, but not that much. And personally, I am doing around 1 ounce a day. I do it at night because I just like to, I don't know, take it at night. It's essentially distilled water with silver particles. And I'm going to work my husband up to that as well, you know, hoping to reap all those immune boosting benefits to get rid of pathogens in my body. So as long as you are buying a good quality colloidal silver, staying within that 10 ppm to 30 ppm, and, you know, you don't really need to fear about turning blue because, like I said, they would be sued. Even the higher ppm ones would be sued if that was, you know, the case. And I wouldn't, you know, be fearful of, you know, if you wanted to take it every single day and you wanted just to reap the health benefits because it's powerful. And the people that I know that have been drinking it, you know, for years,
give it to their entire family, their kids, their dogs, their cats. I've even heard people give it to their hamster. But yeah, it's just fantastic for kids. And there's a lot of people out there that choose to give it to their kids daily. Now, if you want to do something like that, but you're kind of unsure of dosing for your kids, then you could just find a medical provider that's trained in colloidal silver. And to be frank, most primary care doctors do not go to medical school and get trained on colloidal silver. So you would want to find a naturally minded medical professional to help you with that type of dosing.
Typically, it's going to be like a functional med doctor, like my doctor, the one who was doing colloidal silver IVs. He was very educated and he went to all the conferences and he learned all the studies and everything that I'm actually consuming now. So he felt great about giving that to his patients and what dosing. So if you want someone to, you know, walk along with you on that dosing, then get a functional med doctor or get an integrated doctor or a naturopath.
There's even veterinarians that are trained in colloidal silver, and they're typically going to be a holistic veterinarian. Now, not all holistic veterinarians use colloidal silver. I actually went and took my puppies to a holistic, quote, veterinarian. And quickly I found out that they weren't really holistic at all. So just ask really good questions, interview them. I will say a lot of people like to give it to their dogs daily. I actually have started to do that to my puppies, just a little bit in their water bowl, because I really want to help their immune systems, just like it helps, you know, humans, and by, you know, just getting that bacteria down. I noticed that they're itchy and they have some symptoms of, like, you know, tear stains in their eyes. And I've learned from others that putting colloidal silver can actually help the tear stains disappear. So I am trying that and I do see that it's lightened up. Also, my dogs, I noticed, had some parasites, and they got that probably from mama's milk, the, you know, eggs. So I'm taking care of that. So I just really want to have healthy puppies. And if it helps humans, then it will also help dogs. So I'm a part of a holistic dog community, and they talk about colloidal silver, you know, how it healed their dog a parvo, which is really deadly in a dog. And how it worked for, you know, preventing fleas, and they go on and on. So that's pretty awesome. You can see that I'm pretty confident in the safety of colloidal silver since I'm using it on my puppies, my children, my husband, my house. So I hope you enjoyed learning about the power of colloidal silver.
Thanks for listening today. I'm honored that you are my guest, and I hope you walk away encouraged. You can subscribe to this podcast. Please leave a good review if you'd like. Share it with a friend that needs encouragement. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Clean Eve. And please be encouraged to know that your body can heal. The information on this podcast is not medical advice. Please do not make any changes to your health or stop any medication without talking to a medical professional first.